Okay, Doc. You want me to sit right here? Sure thing. Yeah, it's really wet out. Is it okay if I just take off my jacket first? Okay. I've never done this before, so if I seem nervous, that's why. I'm not even sure if I should be here, but well, you got me. So, what do I talk about? I mean, why am I here? Well, you see, Doctor, it's all really because, God, I hate saying it out loud, but I'm a slut. I mean, more than that, really. I guess you could call it a nymphomaniac. You know what? Really, I'm a fucking addict. Let's just call it that. It's sort of a problem. I mean, I wasn't always like that, though. I was a good girl, really. I've always been a good girl. I mean, I knew that sex, of course, was, that it existed, and I wasn't a child about it, but it's just that I thought it was, well, I'm gonna be honest. That's what we're here for, right? Honesty. I thought it was a little gross. God, I was such a prude, doctor. You have no idea. Just the thought of it. I mean, normally I'm such a neat freak. I'm such a neat freak, sir. Can I call you sir? It's just that I don't want to be disrespectful, but doctors seem so clinical. And you said you wanted me to be relaxed, right? Perfect. Okay, well, anyways, it was just the thought of it. The thought of being covered in, sweat and a guy's cum and my own cum, sir. I mean, just picture it. That wet, sticky mess between my legs. Cum dripping out of my pussy. Cum dripping from my mouth. Down onto my tits. Can you imagine it, sir? I could imagine it. Vividly, in fact. And being a neat freak as I am, it just grossed me out. I mean, I understand that it was a thing that people liked and wanted it. It just wasn't something that interested me, you know? So, I knew. Well, I mean, as you can obviously figure out, it didn't last forever. Well, I guess I wouldn't be here, right? What happened was, I had this boyfriend. He was great, really. Seriously, good guy. But naturally, he, didn't share my distaste for sex. Quite the opposite, really. He was never really pushy about it, but I knew that he wanted it. He hungered for it. And I wanted to make him happy. God, did I want to make him happy? I mean, I didn't want to have sex, but I wanted to please him so badly. So this one night at his place, we were on the couch watching a movie. It was a sweet movie, like romantic kind of thing. The lights were out and I was sat beside him. And I thought to myself that if I could just help him, I could make him feel good. So I leaned in and I kissed him on the neck and I inhaled his scent. I started nibbling and kissing upwards, feeling the stubble of his chin scratching against my face. And then our lips touched. It was soft and firm at the same time. And then I felt his arms encircle me. And I remember tracing his lower lip with my tongue, and then my hand, it slid downwards across his chest. My fingers splayed. I remember feeling the strength in his body as I moved farther and farther downwards. Until that moment that changed everything for me. As my fingertips reached into his pants and touched his cock, I felt his body tense beneath me. I mean, just imagine, his breath was catching in his throat, his eyes closed, and then my fingers circled the shaft, and I could feel him exhale against my cheek. Oh my God, I remember it so clearly. And then I began running my fingers slowly and delicately over his cock. Oh, I was feeling him tremble beneath me. I could just taste his needle on his lips, and I could feel the desperation in his voice as I caressed him. And that feeling that overcame me was more empowering than I could possibly even explain to you, sir. I mean, this big, strong man was completely at my mercy. And that feeling of power that flowed through my veins was irresistible. I just wanted more, you know? I needed it. I needed more. So I kissed his neck, then his chest, and I stroked his cock. And I watched as his hands and jaw clenched. And I remember feeling his lips. And then his hips thrust forward ever so slightly, and I knew that he was completely and utterly helpless beneath my touch and all that power. It was intoxicating, and I went crazy with the knowledge that in that moment, he was mine. And I just wanted more control, more power. So I didn't stop him as his hands gripped the back of my head and pushed me down onto his cock. It might seem wrong to say that I allowed him to push me down so I might gain control, but although we had some control of my head, the truth was, in that moment, I controlled his entire existence. I mean, have you ever experienced that kind of power over another human being, sir? Oh, God. I flicked my tongue out, and I touched the tip of his cock, and he shuddered and groaned, and I fucking lost it. I just want nothing more than to please him and to make him lose control. Oh, and lose his mind and to know that I was the cause of it. I remember as I took him into my mouth, I realized that his cock was like nothing I'd ever tasted, nothing I'd ever expected. It was hard, yet soft, firm, yet delicate. Oh, God. I mean, I knew that men liked for a woman to look up at them, so I opened my eyes to look up at his face. But his eyes were closed and his head was tilted back. I swirled my tongue around the head of his cock and he whimpered and groaned. God, his hands went to the back of my head, forcing me to take more and more of his cock in my mouth. God, it was entrancing. I tried to see how much of his length I could take down my throat, just taking him until I gagged, then letting up and trying again and again and again. I kept going, licking and sucking and choking on his cock, enjoying that feel in my mouth, enjoying the challenge of taking it inch by inch down my throat until I felt his grip on my hair tighten, his hands forcing me as far down onto his cock as I could go. Oh God, and then he came for me. He filled my mouth with his cum. God, I loved it. My fears that it would be disgusting vanished, and he came and came, flooding my mouth faster than I was prepared for. Oh, I remember it dripping down my chin and onto my tits, and I realized in that moment how much I fucking loved cum. I mean, it wasn't long before I needed more, though. I wasn't an innocent little girl anymore. It was all I could think about, sir. Cock inside me. Cum covering my body. Everywhere I went, the image was in my mind, consuming me. It was only a couple weeks after that first blowjob, and I needed to be fucked. I played with myself every night thinking about it, doctor. Lying on my bed, rubbing my pussy, and just coming again and again, dreaming of that full cock. He wanted our first time to be special. I just wanted to get fucked. I won. I'll never forget how it finally went down. We were at a bar, and I wanted to make him mad, so I wanted him to get jealous, to lose control, and just snap and just fucking use me. Do you ever get that way? I mean, do you ever get mad and just need to take it out on a little slut? Come on, I'm sure you do. No? Well, anyways, he was joking with his friends, so I went to go dance. And I was out there dancing and having fun, and he was laughing and watching me. So I waited until we had a really good moment for eye contact, and I started grinding up on this stranger. I put my hand on his cock, and I felt him stiffen through his jeans, never breaking my eye contact with my boyfriend. I licked my lips. I reached up to pull the strange man's head down to my neck. I remember his breath tingled against my skin, and I could feel his hands start to move their way over my body. He started at my hips, and I could feel his fingertips as they went in different directions. One hand playing downwards towards my thighs, and the other coming up towards my tits. I mean, normally, I'd show you what I mean, sir, but I suppose I'm feeling a bit restrained today, you know? Well, maybe you can just imagine it with me. Can you see it? My eyes locked with yours from across the room. This man standing behind me, feeling my body, grinding his cock against my ass through our clothes. Would that aggravate you, doctor? How long do you think being groped by someone else while staring into your eyes? How long do you think you could take it? Would it make you mad watching me take him back to the bar so you could buy me a drink? It made my boyfriend mad. Oh God, it made him mad. And when I sent him a text saying that he had better fuck me soon if he didn't want this guy to beat him to it, it sent him over the fucking edge. In a second, he was next to me, whispering in my ear and telling me, no, commanding me to follow him. I couldn't help myself. He walked away and I followed behind him obediently. I can be a good girl, you know, despite everything else you may know about me. I definitely can be a good girl. Especially for someone who holds themselves with such authority. Doctor. And God, how he spoke and moved with authority. I followed him towards the exit, but we didn't get that far. As we passed by the restrooms, he grabbed my arm and he shoved me into one. And they had those single restrooms, single-person restrooms, and he locked the door behind us before immediately grabbing my throat. He pushed me up against the locked door. And as his mouth met mine, I felt his other hand reach up under my skirt. I broke off the kiss and I whispered, fuck me, into his ear. And in a second, he had turned me around and I felt his hand on my thigh for a moment. Then felt him grab my panties. He tugged them down to my knees. Oh my God, I was dripping wet. His knees found their way between my thighs, forcing my legs to part. And then he entered me. Oh God, I remember screaming. It felt so fucking good. It hurt like I was being split in two, but it still felt good at the same time. He reached around me, putting one hand over my mouth and nose to stifle my cries while he grabbed my hair with the other hand, fucking me harder and harder. There's no easing into this, doctor. It was just raw, desperate fucking. My fingers clutched at the doorframe as he thrust into me over and over again, harder, faster each time. At that moment, I realized I was actually crying, but I couldn't catch my breath to stop the tears. My knees buckled, but I didn't fall. I was pinned against the door by his body. I couldn't even brace myself as my legs trembled, and I came and came on his cock, sobbing and panting. And he just wouldn't stop. He would not stop. He kept fucking me, using my pussy, squeezing my tits and my shoulders and eventually my throat, and as he went, thrusting every inch of his cock into me, holding me up as I went limp, just pounding my little virgin pussy over and over again until finally I felt his body tense up. His cock twitched inside me, and then his cum flooded me. Oh, God. I came one final powerful time, shaking, twitching, and biting at his hand as I came. Oh, God, feeling his cum inside me as I sank to the floor like a filthy little slut. Oh, jeez. At the time... I guess we should wrap up for today, huh, Doc? So, I'll see you next time, yes?